This is HPR episode 1901 entitled, Installing Linux Programs Without Internet. It is hosted by Swift110 and is about 5 minutes long. The summary is, I install SuperTuxCart at home on my PC.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, this is Swift110. I thought I would go ahead and give you guys instructions on how to install programs that you download into Linux. In this case, we'll be installing SuperTuxCart. I downloaded it from the appropriate website. And once I had it in my, I made a special folder called Games. And once it was there, I went ahead and extracted the folder to Games. Once I went to that particular folder, I went directly inside of that folder. Let me go back just a bit. I'm actually go through this while I'm talking to you. And I went to bin 64, opened up that particular folder, and then SuperTuxCart is there. Now you could just click on SuperTuxCart, play the game without even installing it, but I want to actually install it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go up to where I have my menu, and what I do is I right click menu, and then I go to edit menu. And by the way, I'm on Linux Mint 17.2 and I'm using the Mate desktop. So this will be a little more specialized than you might be expecting, but it may just very well work for you as well, whatever version of Linux you're using. Especially if it's based on Debian or Ubuntu, then hopefully this will work for you as well. I have to try it later on and see if it works in Integros, which is based on Arch Linux. Now, you'll get your main menu, and what you want to do on the very left-hand side is go to Games. Under Games, you want to look to the right of that box, and go to New Item. It has a plus sign on there. Click on New Item, and once you click on New Item, it'll be like a little box where you can type. Where it says Create Launcher, you'll see the word type. Application, name, SuperTuxCart. Then go to the word browse. And then from browse, you'll go to the appropriate folder. In this case, I went to downloads. And then I go to games. And then I go to SuperTuxCart. And then I go to bin-64. I right click. Left click SuperTuxCart. Then hit open. From that point on, it's added to my regular menu. And now I'm able to launch it without a problem at all. So I'm going to do this. I've been able to do this before at home. And it worked out pretty well, actually. But what I did was actually drag the icon up to my panel. Because I always create a top panel. And she would want to be rude and interrupt my recording. Who cares? So, okay, shut up. So, okay, we get it. She's going to keep talking. You might want to listen to her. She's going to get on my nerves. Shut up. Okay, so, I have it installed, and it's in my menu. I pretty much forgot what I was about to say. It's okay. It's not the first, not the last time that's gonna ever happen to me. So let's see if I have Blender installed. Blender 2.75. I really want GIMP on here as well, so what I'll do is I'll go to the website, because I want the latest version on my laptop with Linux Mint. So I go to downloads, and see, the only thing is that it doesn't want to just give me a package to download them from. And I'm not feeling it. But pretty much this is how to go ahead and edit your menus and install programs that are .dev files. Thank you and have a good day.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.